Now, back to the macro scale now, and the London Stock Exchange. Very interesting. We're all well acquainted with things like boom and bust and the boom and bust economy and the dot-bomb era of the year 2000 when stocks and shares in computer companies and dot-coms just crashed. But why does this happen? Well, a group of researchers at the University of Cambridge, that's Joe Herbert and John Coates, decided to find out how hormones might be involved in the process. So they recruited 17 financial traders down in London, and they monitored them for an eight-day period. They took twice-daily saliva samples at 11 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were testing for two hormones. One, testosterone. These are all blokes that they included in their study because they found it quite hard to find a woman who worked there, actually. There were lots of men and four women employees in the whole company they worked with, so they mainly focused on the men. The other hormone they looked at was cortisol, which is the body's stress hormone. And the really exciting thing was when they looked at how much money these people were making each day, there was a very strong relationship between their 11 o'clock in the morning testosterone level and their 4 p.m. profit. So in other words, if they made money that day, their testosterone level early in the morning was 25% higher than normal. And so it looks like a high testosterone level pumps you up and primes you to make money. Their other hypothesis was when they were losing money, they'd be really stressed, so the cortisol levels would be very high. They didn't find that. What they did find instead is when the market's very volatile, hard to read, hard to predict, then you get high levels of cortisol. And when you map those findings onto how the stock market works, it tells you a lot. It tells you why we get boom and bust. Because when people are pumped up with testosterone, they're much less risk averse. They take risks, they stick their neck out, and the market will support them. People will make lots of money because they will take chances, and they think they're going to win, so they do. That's the winner effect. But then you slide into some kind of crash, and the consequence of that is lots of cortisol gets made. This makes people nervous, risk averse. They stop investing and you get that long slide, which takes ages to recover from.
So does that mean we should be screening traders before they enter the market floor?
Well, I've suggested that next time I phone my stockbroker, if I had one, what we should be doing is asking them what their testosterone level is before asking for their financial advice. Because if it's high and the market's doing well, then you've got a good chance they'll make you some money that day.
And maybe this is a way to control how the stock market behaves, as you say, yeah.
It could be. But the bottom line is that it's interesting to see how hormones could actually underlie London's financial markets, where previously we all thought it was some complex mathematical models. It's actually all down to two basic hormones. And women have them too. So women stockbrokers would be expected to probably behave identically.
Laying the facts bare, the naked scientists.